T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause, we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run. Yeah, I'm waiting to love. Great fucking hell.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, we have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. You know, Jeffrey, the long-awaited column from Chris beginning the center search, you know, he's been talking about at what point do you write about the center search? Well, Chris has written about the center search. And so we can talk to Chris about that as well as the Grizzlies game last night. So I wouldn't say it's – I would say the center search column that he wrote was more exhaustive than definitive, which is what you would expect at this point, right? Do you have an answer, Jeffrey? Do you know where the center is going to come from? Do you know what vehicle this is? Not in terms of like beep, beep, but in terms of – How is that center going to be acquired? What vehicle is going to be used to bring the center here?
My suspicion is that's where they'll use the mid-level exception.
But they don't. They probably don't have the full mid-level. They don't have the money for the full level unless they let go of unless they disgorge some money. And so it's a these are all things that Chris discusses in his piece. And brings up the point, Jeffrey, that the center may not be, quote unquote, the center, may not be someone of the stature of Stephen Adams.
For sure.
It may be.
I think it's likely not.
I don't mean the size. I just mean like
that may not be the
fourth or fifth player. Maybe the seventh or eighth best player on the team in the rotation next year who has this role. But yeah, anyway, we'll talk to Chris about that straight up at 10 o'clock. And then, because it is Thursday, we will play Writer Than Right Trivia. Jeffrey has only lost once in 2024, I believe. Is that right? Did you even lose in 2024?
Oh, we've lost in 2024, but Jeff, we're not here to talk about the past.
No, we're just here to focus on today. And
one play
today
at a time.
We will play Right and Then Right Trivia. What's the prize, Jeff?
Jeff, we've got another fabulous prize pack thanks to Cindy DeBartoleben. Two tickets to see ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd this Saturday night at Landers Center, as well as two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Orpheum on March 29th. Double prize pack.
Whoa, Bob Dylan, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top. How about that? And all you have to do, it would be too much for me to ask that you actually be Righter Than Right.
Well, it's tournament week, so I've been distracted.
Jeffrey has been distracted, so maybe there's a weakness.
And
there. Maybe
Josephine had her first ear infection. Maybe there's been stuff.
Maybe there's a
bad distraction.
Maybe there is a vulnerability there. But Kevin Cerrito will join us. We'll play Righter Than Right trivia in the second hour. So Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, then Righter Than Right trivia after that. We do have some things to get to. I wanted to start with the S show at the University of Memphis last night where Kyle Rittenhouse spoke. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. He was basically shouted down, left the stage after 27 minutes, not particularly well attended. You can read a terrific story by Jane Roberts in the Daily Memphian, sort of chronicling all of it. And I celebrate free speech. And I celebrate different perspectives. Of course I do. And we should. It's one of the great things about living in this country is we get to hear all sorts of different perspectives. But Kyle Rittenhouse isn't brought here because he has something profound to say. He's brought here as a provocation. That's what he is. He's brought here as a provocation. He was, if you watched any of the stream or if you happened to be there or if you listened to some of the back and forth, woefully unprepared at one point, was asked, to talk about the lies of Black Lives Matter. And he said he would not address the question literally in the pamphlet and the advertising and the marketing of it, it would be one of the things he was supposed to talk about was the quote-unquote lies of Black Lives Matter. He was woefully unprepared, and he is being used as a prop and a provocation by Turning Point USA because he killed two people. He isn't. If you want to bring Amy Coney Barrett or any deep thinker on the right or the left or any thinker on the right or the left to discuss matters, I get it. Discuss matters. Have your debate. I think people should listen to different perspectives, and they should be free to disagree. But when someone is brought here purely as a provocation, which is what is that represents, last night. He was in the end chased. I don't approve of chasing, you know, any more than I would of chasing someone from the far left who was here to speak. But shouting down, a lot of people, what I thought was really appropriate was as soon as he began to speak, a lot of people just got up and left. And, I think that probably is the best way, to deal with it is to ignore it. When it is purely a provocation, treat it as such. It is trending national news. And so there you go. But happily, nothing disastrous happened. Happily, I think he was, in the way he handled it, exposed as nothing but a provocation. He is choosing to be used. There have been people who have suggested to me that, my God, this can't be, good for him. What the hell? Being trotted out there to be booed and to be it's fine. He killed two people. I'm not that sympathetic. And beyond that, he's choosing to do this. He could go back to his own life. Like, he was acquitted. He could go back to his own life and live his own life. And that is not what he is choosing to do. And so we had the S show last night at the University of Memphis. Happily, There was no great harm done. He did ask to bring a gun onto the stage with him, and he was denied that. It's against state law, evidently on campus. Did you know that, Jeffrey? Faculty can, students cannot be armed.
I did not know that. Doesn't surprise me.
So there you go. Enough about that. Another S show, Jeffrey. Draymond Green. Everyone's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing, isn't it? I swear to God, there was a moment where I thought he went for counseling. Didn't he?
I realized the people behaving badly using the mental health excuse, it was over when he tried to. It's like, no, you're a documented a-hole.
Grizzlies lose 137 to 116 to the Golden State Warriors last night. But yeah, Draymond Green. And this is a perfect example. I mean, this was not vintage. This was not the most outrageous Draymond Green or anything close.
Oh, God, no.
Wasn't top.
But that also speaks to his catalog. His body of work is just tremendous.
Wasn't top 500, no. Right? It wasn't top 1,000 of Draymond Green. But the truth of the matter is that Draymond Green is able to do what Draymond Green does because he has been allowed to do it. And so when Draymond Green gets into it with Santi Aldama, grabs his jersey, he should have been teed. At that moment, he should have been teed.
Yes. That was the whole instigation, was the fact that they didn't do anything at that moment.
Yeah. Right. So what are you doing? And why is it? Because he do everything? Yes. Just because it's Draymond Green doesn't mean you look the other way. Draymond Green grabbed his jersey, instigated the scrap or whatever it was, altercation with Santi Aldama, and at that point he should have been teed. Period. And the fact that he hasn't is just symptomatic of how he has been treated throughout his career and why he gets away with what he gets away with. And so then you have Taylor Jenkins objecting and talking to the officials about it, and then you have all hell breaks loose. Taylor knocked to the ground, and Dez and Draymond get into it, and they are given offsetting technicals,
mm-hmm.
which is BS. It's just total BS. Draymond Green is the person who instigated it. Draymond Green should
forever
have been
and always.
Forever and always. There's what you an evergreen tweet. Yes. Evergreen tweet. Yeah, Draymond Green. And instead, it's like, oh, yeah, but we'll give them one each. No. It all started because of Draymond Green and Santi Aldama, that altercation. And yet, because he is so outrageous so consistently over the course of his career, what, you're going to do it? Yes! Every time. So he doesn't get the tech. We have the scrap. Whatever. The game itself was competitive up until I think it was 58 to 58.
Yeah. And then it was.
And then it ceased to be competitive because it is amazing what a 22-0 run will do. It was over the course of the end of the second and the beginning of the third, but it was a 22-0 run. And it felt like most of those 22 were Jonathan Kamina dunking the ball, didn't it? It was just dunk after
like
dunk
lamp,
after dunk after dunk, and it was a, and then you could go to sleep. So that was good, and so there you go. So the whole thing was highlighted by Draymond Green being ridiculous, Grizzlies being competitive till it was 58-58, and then no longer being competitive. The other sort of thrilling part of this, and I know it's a slightly empty calories. It's the end of a season. We are up to game 70 now, Jeffrey. That is game 70. They are 23 and 47. Only 12 left. But G.G. Jackson, career high 35, including 7 of 14 from 3. He is the youngest player, Jeffrey. This bodes well. Youngest player in league history to have 7 threes in a game. 35 points for G.G. Jackson. Tripp had 28, Santi 27 and 9. Hit a bunch of threes right after that altercation, honestly.
Yeah, it was almost like, oh, like, is this what we
need?
Made me angry?
So I'll ask you, Chris's consistent position, and we'll talk to Chris about it at 10. Chris's consistent position is he doesn't want to count on G.G. Jackson being a significant part of the rotation next year, right? Doesn't want, once, certainly open to the possibility that will be that.
But if you're putting the plan on the whiteboard, it shouldn't just be pencil and G.G.
Much in the same way as, for example, this year, it was a disaster. There's been so many disasters that it's hard to think of them all. But let's be honest. We were counting on Zaire Williams to be part of the rotation this year, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was not like, if Zaire erupts, there's room for Zaire. Zaire was like, he was going to be counted on to be a part of the rotation. And that was a mistake. He was not up to it, right?
Yep.
So the question is, at some point, can G.G. Jackson do anything during these last 12 games, or has he already done enough? By the way, this is the sixth straight game with at least 19 points. He's the fourth leading rookie scorer in the league. Has he done enough, or is he capable of doing enough over the course of the rest of the season that you will feel comfortable just saying, yes, he will be a part of the rotation next year? Not he has the chance to play himself into the rotation. I'm convinced he will be a, and I'm counting on him. Even if I have to move pieces around, I'm counting on him to be a significant part of the rotation next year.
So, to answer the question as simply as anything the rest of the year, no. Because I really view
nothing
this,
he has done or can do will make you think he can be counted on to be part of the rotation.
No, because I just view so much of the season as just extended spring training. Like, I view that this team's going to be hyper-competitive next year, and I also think that the tone of games will be very different.
And you do want to see then how will it fit in that. He'll have a different role.
Yep.
He'll be coming off the bench. He'll have limited minutes. He'll be in a different role. He'll be playing alongside players who are counted on. His usage rate will be way down. And how does he handle that?
Yep.
We know what
that's
he looks
like. That's a very different
thing. That's a very different experience than the one that he's having right now.
Yes.
Do I think he can handle it?
Sure.
Yes, I do
I'm
think he can handle it.
I'm very much open to the idea that he can. Am I willing to bet 100% next year? Like, it's not that unusual to see a guy have a good rookie year in this type of low stakes.
Here's the other, and the other question is that, you know, we talk about, well, what's the key with Gigi? Maturity, right? Maturity.
Yeah.
We know that. He missed a game.
Maturity and is the shooting for real.
But, yeah. But then the issue in college was maturity. The issue, as he said, at the beginning of the year, Zach Kleiman had to sit him down and have a conversation with him. Then, even after he had some success, they sat him out for a game because of these issues. What's his summer going to be like?
Yeah.
He has had a summer where he has gone from second-round pick, afterthought, to, hey, man, he kind of blew up. How is he going to handle it? What is his summer going to be like? So I'm wildly optimistic, exuberantly so, about the future of G.G. Jackson. But I think if we're looking at the timeline and we say the timeline is the two more years under which Jaren Jackson Jr. is under contract,
mm-hmm.
that means he got 2 years left. I want to count on players I know I can 100% count on. And then, of course, there will be room for him to carve out whatever he can carve out, and you would be thrilled to see it. Grizzlies lose last night, 137-116. They are now again 23-47 on the season. And then, of course, the other big news today is we have the start of the actual NCAA tournament. Last night, a Grambling beat Montana State. That's an entertaining game.
Yes, absolutely.
The 16s have been entertaining.
I thought it was the best locker room scene after post game.
Yeah, tremendous.
That was awesome.
And now they got a shot at Purdue, in overtime. So that was great. And then you had Colorado beating Boise State 60-53. Not exactly an artistic display.
No, but that's a Boise State game.
Here's the other thing about a Boise State game.
They lose?
They lose in the tournament.
0 for 10.
0 for 10. 0 for 10 in the tournament. It is interesting. Yesterday, when I was on with Gabe, he asked me if the game has passed Tony Bennett by, right? That was the question. Has the game passed Tony Bennett by? And there's very clearly real issues at Virginia right now, right? And then you look at Boise, and they're 0 for 10. Who's having the worst offseason? Virginia, Boise State, or the University of Memphis? Like, they at least made the tournament. They both belly flopped when they got there. Certainly Virginia more so.
Yeah, I'm going to say worst offseason. I'm going with Memphis, and here's the biggest reason why. Like, with Boise State, first off, this is nothing new.
It's nothing new, and what are the... What? I don't know the answer to this. What do they expect at Boise State?
I think at some point they'd like to see...
They would like to see a damn W, yes. But
I think with Boise...
I don't think their pride is attached to how their basketball team does in the tournament, though. Their sense of university athletic identity isn't tied... It's much more tied to football.
Yes, I think that's true. And then the other reason with Virginia is...
in the end, you got a national championship in your back pocket.
Bingo.
Like, no one would be... Let's be honest... The criticism, such as it is, of Penny Hardaway after this season, which was a disaster, much like Virginia's in a different way was a disaster, Virginia at least made the tournament. If Penny Hardaway had delivered a national championship...
No one would care.
No one would care. I mean, after a while, people would start getting frustrated again. That's what happens, right? That's ultimately what happens. Did Tom Coughlin get fired by the Giants?
Yes, he did.
He got fired by the Giants, delivered a Super Bowl, ultimately got fired by the Giants.
Two of them.
You get fired by the Giants. Like, ultimately, that is what happens. Forget national championship. Final Four, national championship game, any of that. If he had that to rest on, which Tony Bennett has. So you have patience with Tony Bennett, right? Don't
you?
Like, if you're Virginia, I think you have to have patience with Tony Bennett. Anyway, it was interesting last night. We've talked about how woeful this NBA draft is, even though you and I are both into the tank. Cody Williams for Colorado is not just seen as a first-round pick. He is seen as a lottery pick, and he's seen often as a top half of the lottery pick.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreless last night. Scoreless last night.
Jeff, he was getting everybody else going.
Holy smokes.
I mean, to me, the...
Scoreless last night.
If you're Colorado, the encouraging spot is he...
We did that with Cody Williams.
We got a no-show performance from him, and we still won. And covered. Shout out Mountain West.
All right. And then, of course, the games begin today. Does it always deliver, Jeffrey?
Yeah,
there are years when it's like, yeah, that first day wasn't as great as we thought, and then the second day, all hell broke loose. Or
right. I guess the way that I would look at it is, not all tournaments are great and memorable, but this day is just pretty damn good. When you just have wall-to-wall basketball starting here in an hour and 38 minutes.
Starting at noon. No, 11:15, right? I think it's 11:15 our time. Mississippi State, Michigan State.
Correct. The Battle of the States.
That's a fun one.
The Battle of the MSUs. That is by far, in my opinion, the best game in the early window. I don't love the lineup today, but usually that's kind of sometimes when
you get something stunning.
Yes.
And then tonight we got Tennessee and St. Peter's.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two, well, certainly of local interest here, right? You got Mississippi State, Michigan State at 11:15, and then Tennessee against St. Peter's.
There's just something special
tonight
about when they crank up that music, and they go live to, I guess what it's going to be, Charlotte. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Here's the truth. They never have a problem when they get to one shining moment.
Finding moments.
They never get problem. And each one of those moments, when they have them in there, you're like, that was great. So, yes, they will have no problems Finding Moments. Speaking of which, if you wanna wager on this, Jeffrey, you can over at FanDuel. Does that surprise you?
Absolutely not.
Your bracket may bust, but you can keep wagering over at FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right. New customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, whatever. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-drawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Got to take a break. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We got Righter Than Right trivia after that. Big day on the Jeff Calkins Show. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
If you have a commercial building with a flatter metal roof and you think it needs replacing, don't do it. Roofs on commercial buildings cost a fortune and can cause downtime for your business. So what's the alternative? Call Joe Stalnaker or Donnie Spence at 901 Roof Coatings, and here's why. They can restore your roof with a quality roof coating system instead of replacing it, which will save you about 70%. Their roof coating systems come with up to a 25-year leak-free warranty, and it's energy efficient. Because this product reflects the sun instead of absorbing it, it could save you up to 30 to 40% in energy cost. That savings over time can actually pay for your new roof coating system. So why wait until there's a leak and damage is caused? Now is the time to make the call because it's the off season. That means even more savings to you. Book your job by March 31st and you'll receive a 25% discount on a complete roof coating system. Call Joe Stalnaker or Donnie Spence today, 901-287-1923. Once again, that's Joe Stalnaker or Donnie Spence today, 901-287-1923, or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, We have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig-speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig-speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop a question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hey, basketball fans, get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady try to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. It's all on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
Can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. You know what? We'll do this for the second time this week. I got a lot of topics I got to get to, so let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
This is traditional on this day, Jeffrey. We have to answer this question once again. Today is the best day of the sports calendar.
Believe it or not.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's something
it's
that
really
people
good
say
one.
That's a lie.
It's a really
it
good one.
It's not as good as the Super Bowl. It's just not. It's not.
It's a pretty good sports watch.
It's a great day.
Yes.
But it's a lie. Now, mind you, a lot of the other great days, opening day, kind of been destroyed, right? Yeah. There is no opening day anymore. January 1 bowl games been destroyed, like whatever else. What is the first day of college football anymore, right?
Yes, who knows?
Who the hell knows? Like, so I don't even, there's not that many contenders, right? Like, what are the other contenders?
I mean, there'd be a lot.
Sunday at the Masters.
I would say Masters Sunday.
Because a lot of days have been so broken up that it's whatever.
Some people would say conference. Some people like conference championship. Like, I like divisional weekend.
Conference championship football day.
NFL.
Oh,
yeah.
NFL conference championship.
The AFC, because you got two games.
With all due respect, check the TV numbers. Do more people watch today or do more people watch the Super Bowl? It's not close.
I mean, more people watch Thursday Night Football
the
than
best
today.
Day in sports is the Super Bowl. It's the best day. It's also the saddest day. But it's the best day. This is a great day. The other thing people do is they cheat. They think today and tomorrow are the same day.
Yes.
They're not the same day. They're not the same day.
No, I think that's fair.
Great day.
It is a great day.
Great day, not the best day. Okay, next one. Shohei Ohtani was the innocent victim of massive theft.
Believe it or not.
What a weird story this is. But what's
no, it's
your?
Not.
What's your answer? Here?
Shohei gambles a lot. I do not believe this. If you're asking me to believe that interpreters, by their nature, if you've ever met interpreters. They're not exactly push the envelope people.
they're literally there to serve.
Correct.
And they
are there to help communication between two parties. Like, they're not push the envelope people.
Okay, so just to clarify, the original what happened was is that Shohei Ohtani is found to have transferred $4.5 million from his bank to a bookmaking operation. And the reason it's a bookmaking operation is it's in California and gambling is legal in California, right? So that's why it's a bookmaking operation. Anyway, so originally the story, and this was set up, the Ohtani folks set up an interview with the interpreter to talk to ESPN to explain that he, the interpreter, is just a terrible gambler, just the worst kind of gambler ever, terrible gambler. And he didn't know the rules and whatever. And this was Ohtani helping him to pay off debts, right? That was the original story. And then they very quickly retracted that story before it could even be published. And now they're saying the interpreter stole the money from Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
You do not believe it.
Yeah, I actually think, like,
what do you think happened here?
Shohei gambles. He's, like, Japan is a gambling culture. Like, that is very much what happened. And credit to Shohei. This is where you want to say, Jeff, one of the brilliance of Shohei coming over, he was a pro when he came over. So he had a fall guy ready to go. Didn't have to learn on the way. This guy just got Devontae Pack.
What are you allowed to gamble on if you're a baseball player?
I mean,
what are the rules? I mean, obviously you can't bet on baseball. Let me ask you this. Do you think, let's say he bet on baseball.
Yeah.
Does Major League Baseball want to know that?
No, absolutely not. He is a money-making machine. They do not want
to. Do you think they would bury it if they knew?
I think they would try.
I mean, they literally have keeping Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame, out of everywhere, because he bet on baseball. How can you then just look the other way if, and purely hypothetically, if Shohei Ohtani bet on baseball?
I mean, the one good thing working for Shohei is this $4.5 million. Like, this probably just means, like many of us, he just had a bad conference championship weekend. You know,
right.
He was chasing those North Carolina State, Long Beach State scalps, just kept losing and just kept racking up and racking up. Like, what we have caught is before baseball season started. Now, like, that's the
thing. There have been other baseball seasons.
Correct. That's the problem. It's one thing to sit there and say, all right, we think we've got this story under control. We can control this one. But then it's always the classic, well, what else is out there?
They don't want to know. They can't handle
Bingo.
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
They can't handle
I mean, I will say, normally I get always the I'm the conspiracy theorist guy or whatnot. I feel like on this one, almost everyone collectively was like, you're going to have to show your work on that.
One of the things that what we're seeing here is, I mean, gambling has always been a thing. It's always been a thing. It is more of a thing. It is more of a thing. I'm not saying it's more of a thing for Shohei Ohtani or whatever else. Like, but what we're seeing now, there was the dude in Jacksonville, the guy who worked
Correct.
In accounting at Jacksonville, who stole $20-some million.
Yeah, it's
Jacksonville
just 20 plus
like that.
Millions.
I read the piece on, and that was all basically gambling debts. It was gambling debts, and then
lifestyle
/ gambling debts.
Yeah.
But it was mostly gambling debts.
I think what originally happened was he was trying to make it seem like he lived a lifestyle and he was paying for it by gambling, and then he lost, and then he was trying to chase and bring it back.
And it is a story of a guy going down the, you know, and then wanting to, you know, a good weekend to help him pay back the stuff he already stole from Jacksonville and whatever else. And then you got the story from JB Bickerstaff, who said he has been threatened by gamblers because of one choice or another. I talk about this in the gambling clinic spots. I'll do one now. The gambling clinic will tell you 5% of the people who gamble struggle, right? Like, when we open Pandora's box here, for 95% of the people, it's fine, it's fun, it's great. For 5% of the people, it becomes a real problem.
Sure.
And for those folks, there's the gambling clinic since 1999 over at the University of Memphis. Helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. You can go to thegamblingclinic.com. Maybe you'll see Shohei Ohtani over at the...
No, that was interpreter.
His interpreter. 10 to 12 individual confidential sessions.
By the way, show me an interpreter that would have $4.5 million.
He makes, is it impossible though? If you make, I think he made $500,000 a year last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers, for some reason, gave him a pay cut to like $350,000, I think it was, right? If you
maybe they were trying to avoid those taxes.
If you make,
just like Shohei.
If you make $500,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
it's not surprising, is it, that you could get in for $4.5 million?
Yeah, no, that's surprising.
Is it?
Yeah, because most of the type of person they were betting with. Like, you're going to have to be able to show you can cover that. They're not taking the bets.
Yeah. You're also Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. You're not, you know, you're not just an interpreter. You're not a UN interpreter.
Right.
You're Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Right. But at the same time, you've got, like, the bookmaker doesn't care about how much money you have. He cares about how much money he's getting.
All right. You like Tony Allen in this upcoming three-point shooting contest over on Beale Street Saturday.
Believe it or not.
All right, so let's see. We've got Tony.
How is Tony Allen in a three-point shooting contest? The truth of the matter is, of course, look at his numbers at Oklahoma State. He was a – it is interesting how it works. You go see, quote-unquote, non-shooting NBA players during warm-ups.
Oh, they still – like
draining it.
Patrick Beverly in warm-ups will just make everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, but it's going to be –
Rudy Gay, Mario Chalmers, and
Tony Allen, and then the great villain, Mario Chalmers. Is Mario Chalmers brought as a villain?
I don't think so, right?
I don't think we really think. Do we think? We think of the moment as, but you don't think. Do you really?
By the time Mario became a Grizzly, everyone had kind of turned the corner.
There was that moment of turning the corner once he became a Grizzly,
and then he popped his Achilles briefly, and then he got hurt.
I don't blame Mario Chalmers for hitting that shot. You know, that was.
I blame no foul.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And then the free throw shooting.
I blame Memphis for not doing what they were supposed to do. It was, he happened to be the executioner, but, you know, that's it. He was the executioner. And so,
That's the thing. Like, he was the executioner to send it to overtime. Like, there was still overtime.
Who is going to be the fan favorite there? It's going to be T.A., right? Rudy, T.A.
I think the fan favorite is T.A.
The fan favorite is T.A.
But he is not who I would be betting on.
He is not the betting favorite.
I would be betting on Rudy.
You'd be betting on Rudy over Chalmers.
Yeah. Both do have new Achilles, though.
Both have new Achilles. And it's something, there's rust. There's a rust factor here, you know?
I don't know. I just kind of trust Rudy go and shoot on an empty floor a little better.
What do you think of that trio that they put together? I think it's kind of an entertaining trio. I mean, Tony's funny. Mario Chalmers is a crossover attraction. You know, he is Grizzly connection and college connection. And then Rudy. Some people still pine for Rudy. I'm not one of them. I'm not one who ever pined for Rudy. Once Rudy was gone, I was never like, you know what? The real problem was this team never had a good small forward after they got rid of Rudy Gay. Team got better after they got rid of Rudy Gay. But that's a fun Saturday, right?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to be rooting for T.A., but I honestly, I'd rather watch college basketball all day.
Who would you put up as your... You want Mike Miller there, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's who we want. We want to let it fly. As your Grizzlies representative,
Who was our VCU guy that couldn't play defense, but God, could he shoot?
That little guy.
Courtney Lee also could be.
No, what was the little guy's name?
But yeah.
He was a great shooter.
He was in the corner. Like, he could
he
not play
was a
lick of defense. But Troy Daniels.
Yeah.
That guy could let it rip.
We could have him in a three-point contest. Anyway, that is going to be happening Saturday as well. If you, Jeffrey, had a pig kidney, a kidney that was transplanted into you from a pig, and this is breaking news from the New York Times. They have, in fact, successfully, evidently, transplanted a pig kidney into a human being.
Okay.
You would stop eating bacon.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that.
It's a pig kidney. It's keeping you alive.
Yeah, I'm with you, but also I can't see the kidney, and also it's bacon. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not giving it up.
Surgeons in Boston have transplanted a kidney from a genetically engineered pig.
Now, I throw
into
out the
an
caveat.
Ailing 62-year-old man. By the way, the pig might still be alive. Like, you can give up your kidneys to someone and still live, presumably. I'm going to guess kidneys have two pigs too, right?
I would think.
If successful, the breakthrough offers hope to hundreds of thousands of Americans whose kidneys have failed. If you're a pig, though, you got to be thinking, what the hell else do we have to do? We've already given you barbecue. Mm-hmm. We've given you bacon. We've given you BLTs. We've given you, like, you know.
What if they just have servants' hearts?
And now you're genetically engineering us and taking our kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Again, my caveat would be if the doctors tell me you can't eat bacon.
Oh, no.
That's
out of simple gratitude.
I don't have to look at my kidney going, hey,
disapproving
I'm
of you.
If I could see it, then that's a different question.
There is more than 100,000 Americans are on a waiting list to receive a transplanted kidney. And so, what pigs do for us. What pigs do for us. Oh, well, here's another food one before I get back to sports. You're thrilled by the fact that Subway is going to be switching to Pepsi.
Believe it or
Here's
not.
Subway is switching, as of January 1st, Subway is switching to Pepsi products.
So I'm going to say I do not believe this.
I'm sorry, you do care, you don't care.
I'm not a big fan of Pepsi places. Now, I'm not like my wife. If my wife finds out that it's a Pepsi place, she'll not even go there. Like, that's how strongly she believes in this. The caveat that I have is I'm a Dr. Pepper guy. And usually Dr. Pepper is on both.
Oh, really?
Because it's...
Who makes Dr. Pepper?
The Dr. Pepper company.
It's just an independent Dr. Pepper company.
Correct.
It's Dr. Pepper himself.
Now, what happens more times than not is Dr. Pepper gives distribution deals with, like, local distributors. So sometimes it's distributed by the Coke distributor. Sometimes it's distributed by the Pepsi distributor because there aren't as many Dr. Pepper.
But it tend to be on either one. So you can happily go to either one.
Correct.
Interesting. You were absolutely, absolutely shocked that Caleb Williams crushed his pro day yesterday.
Believe it or not.
Stunned, I tell you. Truly stunned.
Caleb Williams had his pro day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, Jeffrey, looked fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Looked fabulous. Keenan Allen was there with a giant water jug. And he was there supporting him. You know what he did? He made all the throws.
Mm-hmm.
He made all the throws. The ball came off his hand effortlessly. It jumped off his mm-hmm. hand. The ball jumped. He could spin it, Jeffrey.
Yes.
He could spin it. He was hitting, including a 70-yard throw.
Mm-hmm. I view pro days like I view recruiting visits. It's only news if it didn't go well. I expect it to go well. Like, that's the reason why you're having a pro day. If you weren't all that, like, it's set up for you to have success. That's the reason why guys don't do stuff at the combine, they do it at their pro day. Like, it's built for you to be successful. Also, I'm just not in this camp. Like, I understand, like, I do not think Caleb Williams is the ultimate surefire risk-free thing. With that being said, he'd be the number one quarterback I would take.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even blink.
It is funny. I went to the Paxton's pro day.
Yeah.
Right? And he crushed it.
Yeah.
He crushed it. It is interesting.
This is the Zach Wilson problem.
It's interesting going back to the Paxton Lynch stuff that those of us who saw him play against Ole Miss, for example.
Yep.
Right? Or that whole season. Big, strong, arm, mobile, you know, quintessential pro quarterback looking dude, right?
Yeah.
You know, I believed in him. I think I wrote a column expressing my belief in him. I know John Martin believed in him. It is interesting, though. Justin was always kind of, And then if you talk to Gabe about him,
yeah,
like Gabe was like, no, I wasn't surprised that he didn't work out. And it really was... It is interesting. It felt like the closer you got to Paxton, the more skepticism there was. Those who were just
sure.
watched him play against Ole Miss were like, damn, look at that hose, you know, like, and
I mean, I remember being, because I was covering Ole Miss at
the
time.
Other stuff. He was
I remember
a goofy
being impressed
kid.
With him the game they lost in Oxford. Because I remember sitting there watching, going like,
he got pounded in that game too.
But not only that, he was still making throws. Yep. And I was like, man, this guy's got something.
And it just, yeah. And it was the other stuff. And I don't mean like the other stuff, like he's a bad guy, like other stuff that. He's a goofy kid. You know, he was sort of the opposite of Peyton Manning, right?
I had Kevin Van Valkenburg on the show one time, and he made this statement, and it's kind of always stuck with me. Because Kevin played college football at Montana. He walked on at Montana. And he's like, ever since even college, even at the FCS or whatever, D1AA at the time, he's like, I've always been fascinated by quarterback play because it's the closest thing, I think, to alchemy. Because what makes it, like, there's no formula. It's like, this guy, you know, if you have these traits and you can throw the ball this hard, like, you'll be successful. Like, we've seen, there's so many varieties of guys that are successful quarterbacks, and there's so many varieties of guys that are bad quarterbacks. And it's like, trying to figure out what makes a great one is just befuddling.
It's impossible. I mean, it really is. It really is.
Like, literally, if it were just, this is always the problem that I have with draft Twitter guys who fall in love with cannons, just guys that just have absolute guns. And clearly,
it helps.
The stronger your arm, the better. I think it raises your floor. But if it were everything, like,
Joe Burrow wouldn't be Burrow.
And also if processing were everything, you also need a certain amount of, you know, whatever.
So, Chad Pennington would be elite.
Right. The Arizona Cardinals will trade their pick at 4.
Believe it or not.
I asked this question, by the way.
Yeah, because they're taking phone calls.
They, because we all expect at this point that the top three picks will be the quarterbacks. Boom, boom, boom. In what order? In whatever order you like. Top three. Caleb Williams will go first. And then Drake May and
Jaden Daniels. I think it'll be Jaden then Drake.
In some order, right? Yeah. Whatever. It feels like it's more like it's going to be Jaden than Drake May. But anyway, so those are, in some order, those are going to go 3. Then you get to Arizona at 4, and most people are sort of penciling in. Certainly if you have if you're doing a no-trade mock, you're penciling Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
Right? But the GM has said he is open for business, and indeed he said there will be a big neon sign. He's not going to blink because he's going to get a headache if it's a blinking neon sign. But there will be a big neon sign. So, here's the believe it or not, is the Arizona Cardinals will make the pick at 4.
Believe it or not.
I think I'm going to believe this, and here's why. Oftentimes when you're announcing that you're open for business, that's
because you're not getting business.
You're advertising. Like, you're trying to boost sales.
That's possible.
You know what I mean?
You're not getting the...
Correct.
But doesn't it also kind of mean, like, we love Marvin Harrison Jr., but you know what?
Well, I think it's not necessarily whether or not you love him.
You could say...
You think there are other receivers in this draft.
We love him, but a couple things. There's two other receivers in the draft who we think equally highly of, or nearly equally highly of, and so... And then secondly, and this is a point that other people have made, look at the Chiefs.
Sure.
Look at the receivers they win Super Bowls with. Look at the Patriots. Look at the receivers they win Super Bowls with. You know how we used to say about, look at the great running backs, mm-hmm. and did they really win Super Bowls, or did they just run for 1,200 yards, right?
Right.
Let me ask you, do you need a great receiver to win a Super Bowl? You need a great quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Do you even need a number one receiver to win a Super Bowl?
So you don't if you have Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Like, I think that's kind of the whole
But is that it? Is that
exercise.
The complete list? Is that the complete list? Does Joe Burrow need a number one receiver?
My suspicion is with style of play, he needs at least someone that is always capable of taking the top off the defense. Because the difference to me between
That's
Joe Burrow...
It's different, though, because you can have... what's his name? The kid is Xavier Worthy,
sure.
Right? He's not
just
a number
fast.
One, but he'll take the top off a defense.
So I think...
Could you just have a good collection of weapons, is what I'm saying. An interesting collection of weapons.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the other thing about the Chiefs is...
But who are none of them are... Jamar Chase.
Right. So the one thing that we also leave out about the Chiefs discussion is, yes, their receivers were pedestrian at best. They have 3 pretty good tight ends.
And one all-world tight
end. Correct. They've got one.
He is a receiver.
Correct.
They have a receiving weapon who changes everything for you.
And as everyone in the NFL.
As did the Patriots.
Correct. They had 2. I mean, that year of being...
But they literally 2 of the best tight ends who've ever played.
Correct.
Yes, you can get away with not having a number one receiver if you have one of the best tight ends who's ever played the game.
Correct. And both where the Patriots' similarity also holds up is Kansas City really focused on bettering their offensive line this year and saying, like, we've got Mahomes... And that's kind of what the Patriots always did. They always kept Brady upright.
Well, the funny thing about the Chiefs is, the Chiefs know what they did? They got an elite defense.
Yep.
And they improved their offensive line, and they didn't care so much about weapons. It's weird right now in Buffalo. Evans, we've got to get Josh more weapons. Got to get Josh more weapons. You know what the Chiefs did? They just got an elite defense.
Yes.
And a tremendous defense.
And they said, we'll trust that
Mahomes will generate points. And by the way, didn't generate that many points in the Super Bowl. Enough.
No.
Enough when they needed it.
No, that's the thing that I felt like was so demoralizing if you're in the AFC. It's like, man, this is probably what the worst offense he's going to play on.
Are you better off having a Chris Jones or a, pick Jamar Chase?
Sure. I think you're probably better off having a Chris Jones.
because to me, it's like the way the rules are written, you can only cover for so long. So the easiest way to stop people is just to blow it up before it even starts.
I think they don't make the fourth pick. You think they will, because the reason they're advertising is they're not getting enough business, and that's why they're saying, we got sales here.
Correct.
That's the guy. That guy's, yes. Here, have a free sample.
He's got right?
It's like the guy, what's the place, the China where you used to go to? Do you still go to the Oak Court Mall? And have?
Oh, yeah, China Master.
Like China Master.
Yeah.
Here, have
free
some
sample.
Of the honey pork.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Crispy honey chicken.
Crispy honey chicken. Yeah. Have some of the crispy honey chicken. And those people, so that's what
spicy?
They're doing.
Try spicy.
I think in the end, people are going to convince themselves that if they want J.J. McCarthy, they got to go to four. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be top. The first four players are all going to be quarterbacks. You know, someone's going to continue. I got to get over the Raiders. Oh, I got to get over the Vikings. Oh, I got to get over some other sneaky team who's going to take him. I think J.J. McCarthy ends up going four.
Have we ever seen quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Although
and,
I will,
and that would be wildly overvalued. I mean, you know, kind of crazy. But
so I look. I mentioned this to Jeff off the air, and I thought this was interesting. The 14 teams that made the playoffs this year,
right?
10 had first round quarterbacks, and the 11th would have been the Steelers, but they didn't play Pickett,
right?
So 10 have first round quarterbacks, and I believe it was 4 of the 10 were number one picks.
Of now, the entire draft.
Correct.
The number one picks of the entire draft
correct.
Or the number one quarterback?
Number one picks.
Right.
And so I do wonder if it's now just getting to this point where everyone's just saying like...
Oh, that's all I need, man. I just need that. Like, I just need that. You have decided who the Tigers should be targeting in the transfer portal.
Believe it.
I heard you talking about
not.
This yesterday. Yeah. You and Giannata were talking about you have your favorites from the transfer portal already.
Well, Cobb's got his list, so doing the Lord's work. I like the fit of Gillespie at Michigan, and the biggest reason why I like the fit is if indeed the Tigers are bringing back David Jones, which I'm not as optimistic about as others, but again, I've been wrong plenty of times before. I like the fit of pure point guard that doesn't have to score and plays defense, and that is exactly what he is. Now, I think the big question in the transfer portal, it's not necessarily going to be who are the Tigers targeting. It's who are they landing. Like that's where this becomes
right.
interesting to me.
Right, who are they?
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Do you have a plan for right and right, Jimmy? You've been a while since you were punched in the face, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I have a really good. I did. Let me say this:
not a good plan this week.
If I lose,
you had the ear infection, but you're over the ear infections.
If I lose, you will not hear me post game say I had a perfect plan.
What's the prize again? We're going to be giving out second hour.
It's a fabulous double prize. We've got two tickets to see ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd Saturday night at Landers Center, and then on March 29th, two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Orpheum.
All right, so that's in the second hour. We got Chris Harrington first. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.